And I was sitting here wishing, waiting for Larry Weber, and here he is. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning, good morning. This is one time when the weather synopsis that I will talk about will be like a foreign language to you all. So different. Yeah, I saw on the weather, I watch weather conditions very carefully, and I saw that you all were being hit quite hard with rain. Meanwhile, we got mist every storm. I would go out and take a look. It was always dark in the north. Every storm passed to our north. And I saw lightning one night, and that was it. We got a little sprinkle this morning, and that was the extent of our rain. Meanwhile, we got almost record-setting heat temperatures. We had 3 days in a row where the Weather Service in Duluth recorded over 90 degrees. My house here, and I think 94 was the highest. I've lived here almost 30 years, and that might be the hottest day I've ever seen. And yes, a lot of persistent south winds, which made it so hot. Then yesterday we had a shift in the winds, and the winds were from the north. It got cooler this morning. It's very pleasant out here. It's, we're in the 60s, and we're having just a wonderful day. So it's a little bit more like it. But I don't have that rain, and I was really looking forward to it. We are low in, statistically. The Weather Service in Duluth is only about a third of what is normal. However, I think Grand Marais demonstrated what can happen in July. One storm can make the difference, or one day can make the difference for the whole month. And we have two-thirds of the month gone, and we'll see. I would sure like to have some more rain, but we'll see what Mother Nature has to offer. For the first time in this whole year, we may end up with a month that's warmer than normal with less precipitation than normal. The days are getting shorter. We're getting an earlier sunset and a later sunrise. Sunrises now are after 5:30. We are now a whole half hour less daylight than we were at the solstice a month ago. Last night, I hope you had a chance to get out after dark where we were here. It was just an absolutely spectacular night. We had an approaching full moon, and oh, the lightning, fireflies, lightning bugs, they were out in good numbers, and plenty of other insects. That's what this warm weather does. It'll bring out plenty of insects, and they'll stay out active at night. And it's really a good time to get out and take a look at what kind of critters are living around your place that you wouldn't see otherwise. Other things of note. As I was saying, temperature felt a little bit cooler this morning. I went out on my walk, and what did I see? But I saw a couple of plants started to bloom that I normally would associate with autumn. A good example, the first goldenrod of the season in bloom. And if that's not enough, right nearby was the first tall sunflower in bloom. There are basically three groups of flowers that I associate with autumn. They are the goldenrods, the sunflowers, and the asters. And I haven't seen the asters in bloom yet, though I've seen a lot of those in bud. So, yeah, the season is moving on. And all along, we kept talking about how late things were. Well, those late things got caught up a lot in this hot weather that we've had in the past week. And so I saw things that are pretty much on normal. Since we last spoke last Sunday, I found the first ripe blueberries, wild blueberries, and I went back a couple times again to check them. And right nearby was the first ripe wild Juneberries. Now, blueberries, everybody knows about, but Juneberries are more of a secret. Most people know about the tree when it's in bloom. It's also called serviceberry. I won't get into a discussion about why it's called that, but it's also called serviceberry and a number of other names. Saskatoon is one, a variety of it. And it has a beautiful white flower, usually in May, and then we see lots of it at that time. And then we kind of forget about it. Well, they come back with these berries in July. And the berries turn red, and then they turn purple when they're ripe. And I think they are just delicious. They're as good as blueberries. However, as I said, it's kind of gotten past. Most people don't eat them. Bears, however, do. And if you are ever out and you see a bunch of little trees knocked down flat, it's probably the Juneberries, and it's probably the bear that has attacked it. So I found those ripe this week. In addition to that, there was also dewberry that was ripe, and I found baneberry ripe just yesterday. So that's always a sign that the season is moving on. Plenty of other wildflowers out there. I mentioned the goldenrod. I mentioned the tall sunflower. Plenty of others. I saw milkweed and fireweed are in big numbers right now. Black-eyed Susans, oxeye, evening primrose, dogbane, cow parsnip, those are all native plants that grow along the roadsides. A lot of times the roadsides are filled with these plants that we call aliens and noxious weeds and so forth, but there's a lot of native plants out there too. It's also the time when out in the water we have both yellow and white water lilies in bloom. And then along the shore, I just saw this morning the first arrowhead in bloom, and that's always a good sign. That's a neat little white flower that sticks up. It's called arrowhead because of the shape of the leaves. Daylilies began blooming this week, and every day now there's a whole new bunch of them. Once again, not too appreciated. A lot of people think they're kind of a yucky garden plant, but I just love daylilies. They bloom for one day, and then they're all done. And so they kind of keep track of the days of the month for it. And then I like to go out and check them every day, how many. And this morning, it was about 20 of them that were out in bloom. In the world of birds, we do have, we kind of run a gamut right now. We have some birds still nesting. We have some birds fledgling. We have some birds that are gathering in family units that are leading to migration, believe it or not. Probably the best example of this is the tree swallows that line up on utility wires. And once they get a pretty good number, they will get restless and they'll start to move on. And it's happening now already in July. Also, shorebirds are already starting to move on. So it's kind of amazing that. And meanwhile, we have goldfinches that haven't even nested at all yet. And the reason they wait is because they have to get the seeds from thistle. And thistle have just recently started to bloom, so they have to wait a little while before they have that. And it's not unusual that goldfinches would be nesting in August. Also, with frogs, we kind of see the whole scene as well. We have mink frogs and green frogs that are still out there calling. I heard them both this morning on my walk. And meanwhile, we have the spring ones, the toads and the wood frogs, that already have, for the new generation, come back from out of their ponds. So we can see the whole thing going on now in late July. You know, butterflies, a huge variety of butterflies out there. I see something different every day. Plenty of moths, plenty of dragonflies. And, of course, dragonflies are predators, and we give them plenty of other ones to feed on. If you haven't noticed, the deer flies and the mosquitoes are keeping us active.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, well, that's the price you pay. Mosquitoes are the price we pay for having a wet spring, but that's the price I'm willing to pay. You know, they say mosquitoes clear out the riffraff, you know, they keep them. And so it might be, wasn't it some people referred to mosquitoes as the guardians of the wilderness?
There you go.
So that might be one way of looking at it. Anyway, have a beautiful weekend, and thank you for calling. Get out and enjoy it as much as you can. Shovel that water out of your driveway.
Thanks, Larry.
Okay, take care.
All right, bye-bye. Larry Weber is a retired science teacher who taught students from 7th grade to graduate school. He was twice named Science Teacher of the Year. Lives on with his wife on an old farm in Carlton County, where he watches photographs and writes about critters. And he joins us every Saturday morning about 9:30 on North Shore Weekend.